Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, picking up 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. First one in line, Amar Rav Huna. Shchiv Mira, you got a guy on his deathbed. And Shekosav Kol Nechosav La'acher, he writes over all of his properties to another one. Rowan, we got to investigate the matter over here. We investigate what is the relationship, the one who is giving it over to the one who's giving it. Im ra'u liyarshav, if he's someone who's ra'u is fitting to be a yoresh, notu mishum yerusha, so he takes it as yerusha. Im lav, if not, notu mishum matana, then he takes it because of matana. Omar le Rav Nachman, ganava gnuve lamalach. Literally, why are you stealing? Says Rashbam, means listam dvarecho lemeimer roin. Why are we doing a shtick over here that we look at it like this way, look at it like that way? Isfir lach kribi yochem brocha v'hodav v'yochem brocha, that ema lachi kribi yochem brocha, just said alacha is like him. Daha shmat seich kribi yochem brocha, who de azla. You're basically speaking at the halacha of Rav Yochanan ben Brocha. So just say straight up. Says Rashbam, Yisfer lach Rav Yochanan ben Brocha, da amar im amar al misha roi liyorsha dvarf kaimen, ulfika chata omer roi nim roi liyorsha uchulu. Ema behedyed, hilchasakav say, said hilchas like him, velo tastid vrecha, don't hide your words, lomer, to say, Rav Yochanan ben Brocha, be'inyan shalo yovin, lo yovina b'nei adam, people won't understand. Dilma ki haka amart, maybe you were speaking about the following. Maybe you're responding to a case of the following. There was a guy who was dying. This guy was on his way out. Says Rashbam, Hayad Niftar Lebes Olamo. This guy was dying. Va'amulay, and they asked him, Nichse Laman Dilma Leplanya. Who do you want to give this property to? Maybe you want to give it to so and so, right? And Va'amulahu, and the guy dying responded, Ella Leman. In other words, like, who else? Rashbam explains, Klomer man kashakil nichsai elahu. V'havi kamanda amalei nichsai lecha, nichsai lecha. V'hain shekosav deka amar to demali kosav mali amar. Back in the Gemara, elaman v'amart lan Allah. And now you, Rav Huna, are saying in reference to that case, im ra'u liyarsha, if the person that they spoke of there is someone who's ready to be Yorish, then Nolta Mishin Yerusha, let him take his Yerusha. Ve'im Lav, Nolta Mishin Matana, if not, let him take it as a Matana. So Rav Nachman, what he's suggesting over here is that Rav Huna, what he was saying was not that the Lacha goes like Rav Yochanan Broka, but he was saying that it makes a difference whether this is giving over as a gift or it's giving over as a Yerusha. So Amalei, Rav Huna suspect him in Hachi Kamina. He says, yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. Frek the Gemara, Lamai Hilchasa, what's the difference? Savar of Ada Bar Ava. In other words, what's the practical difference whether you gave it was given as a Yerusha or you're getting it as a Matana? Savar of Ava, so Lamai Hilchasa, Savar of Ada Bar Ava, Kamida Rav Elul Neimar, Imro Yliyosho Almanoso Nizones Minchasav. If this is someone who is roy to inherit, and therefore it comes as Yerusha, so then the one who's giving it over, his wife, aka the widow, gets supported by his property. That's in the world of Yerusha. V'im lav, but if not, if what's in the Yerusha, it's given with a matana, ein almanos mizonos b'chasov, then she doesn't get any mizonos from these properties. Amar le Rava comes along in the attack. Migra gara. Should it be that this almana would actually lose out over here? Well, you want to say this is a matana of the Shchiv Mira? It has to be Yerusha daraisa when it comes to the din of Yerusha. That's a daraisa dekadin. And Amar, what do we say? Almanaso nizones minichasav, that she gets mizonos from it. Then bimatana durabanan lokolsha gain. Then with the matana, which is durabanan, really midaraisa, a person can't cause a gift to take effect after his death. The chachamim, they allowed it, you know, to work for a shchiv mirah. It does work after when he dies. So this gift over here, which is given to the by the shchiv mirah, is a darabanan to kedin. So how could you take away from the almana that she should now lose out? If really midarabanan, that's it only works midarabanan. Midaraisa, this whole thing wouldn't even work. So of course she would get. So that can't be the nafkamina. Ela amarava kidishalach rav acha barav avya. It's like rav acha bar avya sent l'divir of Yochanan ben Broka, according to Yochanan ben Broka. Nichsai lecha v'acharecha leploni. If somebody says, my property is going to you, and afterwards it's going to go to Ploni, here's the din. Imay rishon roi liyoresh, the first one was roi to be a yoresh, and he was roi liyoresh, and therefore he gets his yerusha, ein l'sheni makom rishon klum. The second one doesn't get anything in lieu of the first one. Remember, the first one dies, then it goes to his own yerushim. Doesn't go to the second one. Shein lashon matana ela lashon yerusha. Because the lashon here wasn't the lashon of ein lashon matana, wasn't the lashon matana. It was the lashon of ela lashon yerusha. Yerusha ein lahefsek. There's no hefsek. It doesn't have an interruption where it's switching. So there's bam ela from sheches ad ruvein kidenaf galan mikroi bepirkin. Like we learned earlier, daf kuf tesvav on the base. Amar lei ravaler of Nachman. Okay, now we've got ourselves a bit of a problem. Why are you saying in this matziv that Yerusha can't be stak, can't be a hefsek, va'afsika, but the one given over, he was mafsik it. But he said, after you goes to this person. So he said this should happen, should not go on that person's Yerushim. Says Gemara. And for the Gemara, hu savar yesh lahefsek. He held that there is a hefsek. V'rachman amar ein lahefsek. That's really nice that you wanted that. But the Torah says that there is no hefsek. And this is masa mashukasa b'Torah, and therefore it doesn't work. Beep, turn the page. Kuf lamed gimel amid beis. Story time. Ahu gavra, ahu da'amar lei lechavre. There was a person, once again, we're talking about over here, a shchiv meira, who says to someone, says Rashbam, Haroi liyarsho, can refer to Gamayan, this is going to explain soon. He said to somebody, Nechasai lecha v'chrech leponi, my stuff goes to you and afterwards to Ploni. V'rishon, Roi liyarsho hava, he was ready to actually receive it. Shchiv rishon, when the first one ends up dying, Asasheni katava, the second one came and he claimed to get it. And the yarshim of the first one said, no, it belongs to us. Savarav ilish kamedurav v'lamimar, sheni nami shakil. The second one also takes from the Yerush, from the Yerusha, from the stuff of that was left over. I am Amalei, Rava says to him, Dayane de Chatzatzta Hachi Dayane. This is how those who like to do compromises, says Rashbam, Dayane de Chatzatzta, Dayane Pshara, Shem Bekiyan Bedin. They're not Bekiyan, they don't know the halachas. So what do they do? Chotzitz and say, oh, let's just split it. Maxalazeh, kedin mamon amutal basafik. Rabbi Nachanana perish, chatzatzta bisakvaros. So, in any event, the point is these compromised ones, lav hainu deshalch of achabar of avya, isn't this what they sent over here? That saying that that Yerusha cannot be, is no hefsik? Ichsif, and he became very embarrassed from that. He was like, okay, you're right. I guess it goes on to the first one's Yarshim. Kari alei, ani Hashem beita achishena. So Rava brought this pasuk that says, I am Hashem, in its time I will hasten it. Don't feel bad. The fact that I'm here at this very moment when you're about to go ahead and say the din, which ended up could have been you saying the din wrong, you should just know that's a good thing over here. I was here to make sure that you're not going to cause a mistake. Says Rashbam, Kara Alav, Rav Lanachemo, you want it to be Menachem him. Ani Hashem Be'ita Chishena means Be'isha Sadikim Tzrichim Yeshua. When the Sadikim need help, I got his Bochum Mtsia Lehem, Af Ato Ani Yodea. Hashem helps him help. He helps him. He gives him some sort of aid. So to you, Ani Odeh B'chash, Shemei Olam Lo Bas Din Takala Yotcha. There's no Takala. Shemei Achshav Zimnani Le'Noarv Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem caused me to be over here. She got L'Hora V'Lo Nechshat. You came to the Halacha and you actually didn't make a mistake. Zok the next high liga mishnah. Hakosef the chosav lechem. Someone writes his properties to somebody else other than his yarshim. V'iniach his banav and he leaves his children. They don't have anything. Masha also. If they do it, it actually works. Ella ein ruach chacham nochem. But the chachamim, they are not happy with him. Says Rishbam ein lechachamim nachas ruach mimaisav. They're not happy with the way that he's going ahead and he's behaving over here. Ella charun af gorim lahem shakosam. They're angry at them. The ka'akar nachadori. So you're uprooting a deraisa dika inheritance. Well, you could do this. Rabbi Shem Gamliel Omer, im lo hayu banav nogim kashura, if his children were not behaving properly, zocher letov, he's going to remember for good. In other words, it's a good thing that he did over here, that he went ahead and he disinherited them. Ibar lufek the Gemara. Is this a machlokas? Me pleager rabbanan later of Shem Gamliel alo. Are the Tanakhama of Shem Gamliel arguing? Maybe the Tanakhama would also agree if their behavior is not okay, then then they shouldn't get it. Or they're saying even if the paper is not okay, they should still get it. Tashma is trying to bring a raya. The Yosef ben Yoezer Hayolo Ben, famous Yosef ben Yoezer, friend of Pirkei Avos. He had a son, Shaloyo Noe Kishur. His son wasn't behaving well. Havale Elisa Dinre. He had a lot of gold dinar. He had a lot of gold dinar. Come Akdasha. What did he do? He got up and he was Makdash it, essentially not giving it over to his son anymore because Makdash it to the Beis Hamikdash. Also, Nasa Bas Gadil Klile Diane Malka. So his son went and he married the daughter of the king of King Yane's crown maker, Olida de Besu. His wife gave birth. He had a son, Zavon Labinisa, and he bought fish for her. Krah, when he opened it, when he ripped it open, Ashkepal Margalisa, he found there that there was this gem there. It was this amazing gem. Amalei, so she said to him, listen, be very careful, because, you know, I'm the daughter of the one who makes the crowns for the king. I know this well. Lo tamtie lamalka. Don't bring this to the king. In other words, don't bring this. Rashbam says, "Letzarech ataros hamelech lemachro lo." Sorry, lo tamtie lamalka lemachro letzarech ataros hamelech. Don't bring it to the king's, you know, jewelers, because they're going to rip you off. Teshakli laminach bidme kalile. They're going to give you a very bad deal for it. They're going to give you bezol, because they're not God-fearing. So zil, tuye legabe gizbre. Go bring it to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash and give it to them to sell to them. But be careful. Vlo teshaimi at. You don't do the shuma. Don't you go ahead and say, like, this is how much it's going to be, because once you do that, you're not able to go ahead and to change the price anymore. Right? Like the pasuk says, v'ish ki yaktish motzis v'secha tishmor. Ella Gizbor Shehu Bucky, right? I'm reading the Rashbam now. He's the Bucky. Yishaymenu lecha. Let him do it for you. V'yori shemayim hu. V'lo yashem osap. But guess he's not going to rip you off. So back in the Gemara. Lo tishmu at da'amaris de'ah. Me Russell Gavoa can Russell Hedrot. When you make a statement about the Beis Hamikdash, it's like giving over to someone, a private person over there, and therefore you have to give that price. Ella Lishaimu Inu, let them go and do it for you. So this is what happens. Amtie, he brought it to the Gizbar. Shamu Batlisar Ilyasa Didin. Remember, the father had an Ilyasa also, right? He had a Elisa Didin. He had one of them, and here they came out to that they evaluated that it's worth 13. Purses of gold. So Amri Le, they said to him, Sheva Ika, listen, we only have 7 purses of gold over here. We don't have 13 to be able to buy this, right? Says Rashbam, Mina Yud Gimel Yeshava Lehektish Avala Sheish Eina, we don't have another 6 to pay you. Shisleka, back in the Gemara, we don't have 6. So Amri Le says to him, okay, so Sheva Havali, then give me the 7 that you do have. Shis Harehein Mugudashos HaShamayim. And the 6 that you should be giving to me, the muktav to shamayim. Okay, so amdu v'kasu, they wrote it down, and they wrote the following. Yosef ben Yoezer hichnis achas, he brought 1. Ubeno, but his son, hichnis sheish, he brought 6, because he should have got paid 13, and he gave 6 to the gizbar. So you see over there, from that statement, if that's where we stop right there, we say that it was a good thing what he did, that he cut him off, because that he didn't give it to him, but he gave it to the Gizbar. Because look what happened afterwards. His son ended up giving a lot as well, so it was good. V'ikadami, some say, Yosef ben Yoezer hichnis achas, he brought 1, ubeno hutzi sheva, but his son took out 7, which doesn't look so good. So, mitka amri hichnis, from the fact that they said in the first version of the story, it says that the son brought into the Beis HaMikdash, he gave into to the Gizbar, v'chal t'shapra of it, it was a good thing what he did. So, it's a gemara, adarabba, mitka amri hotzi, from the second version, it says that he took out, it's not good what he did. From there, there's no raya which way that we can go. So my avila, what taka did they come out with? Toshima, the umr of Shmuel Rev Yehuda. Shinana, sharp one. Lo tehave be abure achsanta. Don't be there when they have Yerusha, which is being given over. It says, Rishbam, Makom, Shemavir, Av, Nachla, Minharoi, a place where they give from the Royla, Vafil, Laharbos, Laechad, Vlamet, Laechad, or even giving a little more to one, a little less to others. Don't be part of that basin that signs on this. Vafilu, Mbra, Bisha, Labratava, even from a bad son to a good son.
Oh, look at that. It clearly doesn't go according to Shem Gamliel. The Kol Shchimi Brah Lebratan, certainly not from when it goes a son to a daughter, right? So it seems to be coming out of here that clearly it's not a good thing to be part of this, to be passing it over from one to another. We know this is not going like Shem Gamliel, and yet Shmuel's bringing it down, so it has to be someone it's going with. It must be going with the Chachamim, and it must be the Chachamim do not agree with Shem Gamliel, and even if it's not a good kid, you don't go ahead and you don't shift from one, you don't give it, you know, give it over to somebody else. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great, great day.